Praise the Lord, everybody. Wherever you are tonight, hearing the sound of my voice, raise one hand towards heaven. It's a point of contact with the Holy Spirit. Omnipotent power of mercy and grace. Spirit of the living God. Bless our spirit tonight. Speak to our lives. Minister to us. Let the entrance of your word bring light. Let it bring understanding. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen. Make your hands a thunderclap to the Lord. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Such a great joy to be here tonight. Trust in the Lord to bless you and to touch your lives and to give us a word in season that will truly, truly launch into great things. I'd like to celebrate Pastor Poju and Tony Oyemade for being such a tremendous blessing to the body of Christ. You need to appreciate, celebrate, and understand that this is a move of God. And if you understand so, I'd like you to really celebrate the move of God going on here. Celebrate this revival. Bless the Lord for it. Bless the Lord for it. Bless the Lord for it. Amen, amen, amen. I know you've been blessed tremendously. So I've just came to put the icing on the cake. And like to say, I didn't quite hear everything Pastor Jerry was preaching, but the building was shaking. And I was wondering, what else am I supposed to say? Please celebrate Pastor Jerry Eze tonight. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. We must always appreciate and recognize the hand of God, the move of God, the grace of God. And this is one of it. I can tell you this is one of it. I may not be as old as Mama Bolare, but I do know those times. Because I got born again in 1972. And I know when these guys were laying those foundations, they are the people on whose shoulders we stood so that we can see far. And you must never take them for granted. Let's appreciate all our fathers, all those who have really been a blessing to the Lord. I always like to just go anywhere I am with books because I love reading. And I've written 108. And I believe that it will bless you. This one is 12 major steps to perpetuating wealth. In the few years that I've lived, I only know two or three families in Nigeria that have created four generations of wealth. By the second or the third, it's destroyed. But in your life, I am trusting God, you will generate wealth. Amen. This one teaches you how to do so. This second one may be connected to my message tonight, the creative edge. Just as I was sitting in the room, my son sent me a quick message that somebody had just taken over as the wealthiest man in the world. And what did he do? Just as I was sitting there just now. And what did he do? He was creative. 25 years ago, nobody knew him. Today, he's the wealthiest man in the world. And it isn't about industries. It is about what you produce. This is the Power Positive Prayer Bible. It's the only prayer Bible in the world. I worked with Cambridge University Press to make this happen. It has 15,000 prayer points. He'll bless you. So I bless you with all of these three. How many want their own copy? Let me see your hand. Yeah, the bookseller is just out there. Well, you are a preacher tonight. I'm going to be a teacher. Pastor Jerry is a blessed us as a pastor and as a preacher. Tonight, I want to try and copy my friend Mensa Otterbill and stand in one place. Mensa just shocks me all the time. I'll try to stay in one place and be like Mensa and teach tonight Genesis chapter 1. Oh, I'm already moving. I don't know how he does it. Mensa is just one amazing man. I know he blessed you. Please put your hands together for Mensa Ortega. You know, Pastor Paul, you talked about relationships. These are men. We've been friends. I think I and Mensa maybe 23 years now. Bishop Oyedepo, 35 years now. You know, you need to keep people in your life. You can disagree without being impossible. You know, you need to learn how to just flow with other people. Genesis 1:28. I trust the Lord to bless you tonight in Jesus' name. So, we are talking about really manifesting the kingdom. And tonight I'd like to share with you on reigning in life. How to reign in life. Your dominion mandate. Genesis 1:28. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. May God bless his word. Listen to me tonight. The Christian walk is a call to a kingdom that is above diseases, into resistance. They cannot be led. The one who gives you, take you to a place where you should be under circumstances. Things should not control you. We are now in an era of receiving our rights, walking in those rights. The call we now have is a call to his presence, a call to propensity that is becoming all God wants us to be, irrespective of circumstances. God wants you to be able to rise above circumstances and know who you are in God. The totality of what a man could become is hidden in the text which we read tonight. Five words convey all that God wants you to be. Number one, fruitful. Number two, multiply. Number three, replenish. Number four, subdue. And number five, have dominion. So let me establish here that these words are not an encouragement. These words are not an idea. These are the potentials in anyone born of a woman, but paralyzed by sin, however delivered at Calvary. The first Adam, Jesus is the last Adam, not the second. He is the last Adam. The first Adam had this potential before he fell. I have this conviction. Adam lived in the realms of God. That's why the four rivers of Eden had no bridges. He never needed one. He walked on the water because he lived in the realm of God. He saw God. He spoke to God. You can see I'm moving away. I can't do this Mensa Ortega thing for too long, man. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. He lived in the realms of God. He understood the things of God. He spoke to God face to face. He was not limited by the circumstances. The animals respected the honor, the dignity, the glory on him. They came to him whenever he bid them come. Why? Because inside him, in his supernatural spiritual DNA, had been written these five things. They were the things we lost in the garden, but which we should find in Calvary. Amen. 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 And the first of them says, be fruitful. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English language says to be fruitful means to be conducive to productivity, to cause to bear in abundance, to produce something in abundance, to produce results. This is a result, to be profitable. To be fruitful is to be producing fruit. Fruitful. It is
fruitfulness in productivity. The word productivity can be broken into three. Pro, duct, evity. The pro means in favor of. The duct is the passageway for what you are getting to manifest. Right here, there are air conditioners, and there is a duct that makes it, that makes the air to come in. So the product means that you should be the channel through which some things manifest on earth. Nigeria should be blessed because of you. Africa should be blessed because of you. The world should be blessed because of you. Am I speaking to someone tonight? Productivity. The duct there is a passageway. We have air duct in the old Roman Empire because they didn't have pipes. They had aqueducts, which meant that it was the passageway through which water was channeled into their cities. So we must be productive. Productivity, therefore, means creating the passageway for favor to flow through you. Somebody is sacrificing for this conference to happen. They are a duct for blessings to reach us. They prayed. They asked which speakers should come and speak into our lives. Being fruitful pleasures God. And it is the desire of God that a Christian must always be fruitful. God wants your wine to be prolific, and that means to be fruitful. And let me tell you, the manifestation of fruitfulness is not just in carrying babies. It is birthing babies of the mind, ideas, concepts, breakthrough concepts, creativity. The biggest challenge of Africa, and particularly a country like Nigeria, is that Nigeria could really be an oxymoron, a contradiction. Governments will be sponsoring weddings for people to give birth to children they have no capacity to raise. And then there will be young people who should be sponsored to go study, read, create, change our nation, but nobody will sponsor them. The real contradiction for me, people are meant to pay you for your thoughts, for your productivity. That is when you are a producer of fruits. Fruitfulness is manifested when you are abundant in your productivity, fertile in the things you lay your hands to do. The Bible says in John 15:2, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. So God wants you to flourish in your enterprise, flourish in business, flourish with ideas. Look for solutions and look for problems and bring solutions. Proverbs 24, verse 2 to 4 in the Living Bible says, any enterprise is built by wise planning, becomes strong through common sense, which is not common, and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the fact. So fruitfulness is being productive. Fruitfulness is plenteousness. Fruitfulness is manifesting success through the works of your hand. Many have taught that fruitfulness is only childbearing. So they will quote this scripture all the time. You know, they will quote it, M-I-B-C, K-S-I-M-I-R-S-I, K-S-I-M-I-B-A-N-I. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. But you see, this passage goes beyond childbearing, as in physical childbearing. Stop having physical babies alone. Africa, Christians, believers, start producing brain children. Where is your brain child? You are paid to the level of the brain child you have. What I pay the man who cuts the grass in my house is not what I pay my lawyers. Because one has a brain child that handles issues for me. The other one just cuts the grass on my behalf. So if you are complaining after, when WAF Beck is over and all this anointing have rested on you, you need to question and ask yourself, what is my fruitfulness? What am I manifesting? What is the fruit in my life? To be fruitful is to originate ideas that will produce prosperity. It is by your fruitfulness that you will bless the world, that you will change the world, that you will impact the world. Jesus cursed a tree that was fruitless. Mark 11:14. Where there is a manifestation of fruitfulness, you are commanded to multiply and be the head. I came all the way today to speak into somebody's life that your season of fruitfulness has come. I said your time of fruitfulness has come. Your ministry will be fruitful. Your business will be fruitful. Your ideas will manifest. The visions God have given you that have been latent, they will soon become potent. They will bear fruit. Shout, I receive it. Listen, if you don't bear fruit, you will serve what is fruitful. If you don't bear fruit, you will serve fruit bearers. That's the truth. That is the truth. And the time has come, because the Bible says, if you stay in the word, you should bear fruit. The King James Version, the NIV Version, Psalm 1 verse 3 says, whatever he does, prospers. King James, whatever he doeth, prospers. Amplified, he does, whatever he does shall prosper and come to maturity. The Message Translation, you are a tree planted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. I'm speaking to someone today. New Living Translation says their leaves never wither, and in all they do, they prosper. The New Life Version says whatever he does will work out well for him. The days of your fruitfulness have come. Too many people blame the devil for where they are, but they never ask, am I bearing fruit? What do I have that people will buy? What problem am I solving? I now teach a lot. I run something called the Money Master Class. And I begin to teach people. You know, people tell you, follow your passion. No, don't follow your passion. Find a problem and solve. How many people have been following their passion? If you go to Los Angeles, Hollywood, you will see 50,000 young people wanting a break in movies. When they get Waka Pass, just Waka Pass, they are glad. Because they went, they say, my passion is movie. Find a problem and solve the problem. That is fruitfulness. What problem are you solving for the world? If you solve a problem, people will not care if you are tall or short, big or small. You're solving a problem. Do you know that we are buying things of people who are atheists because they solve a problem for us? They solve a problem. I came tonight to let somebody know, fruitfulness is being lucrative with whatever you start. Fruitfulness is profitability with every enterprise you launch. To be fruitful is to thrive once you start a thing. Fruitfulness is the capacity to generate. Fruitfulness is to make pregnant with ideas and to birth it. Fruitfulness is to experience a gain, to be well paid, to make money, to produce riches. I declare and decree into someone's life today, your season has come. Amen. You are coming out of limitation. Amen. You are coming to a season of favor, a season of fruitfulness. Shout amen with fire. Amen. Fruitfulness is profitability. Go and check. One of the characteristics of poor nations is nations that elevate people who have no fruit they manifested. How did he become that director general of whatever from my village? He produced nothing. He produced nothing. Therefore, he has nothing to stand for. Fruitfulness is the ability to imagine, to use the thinking capacity, to innovate. Even in ministry, innovation makes churches grow. Research was carried out in the United States of America. 85% of American churches are under 200 in attendance. And those ones have no innovation and they have no creativity. Those who break the 1,000 barrier are those who have a degree of innovation. Those who go beyond 2, 3, 4, 5,000 are those who create, who have creative skills and innovative skills. Fruitfulness, I mean, it's like fruit bearing, it's like seed sowing. I'm a rice farmer. I have used to have a 100-acre or further rice farm. And even now I have a 2,000 palm tree farm. You don't just plant the palm tree. You had to make it fruitful. First, you had to go to NIFO to buy the right kind of palm tree. Then you have to plant it in the land. They came to check if it can work with the fruit. Then you had to put fertilizer around it. Then you have to put mesh around baby palm trees because grass cutters love the cotyledon of palm trees because it is full of protein. Some people just, one day, I know my Lord, he make a way for me. Wake up. Wake up. I'm going to be a little strong and maybe sarcastic. Turn to your neighbor and say, where is your fruit? The next word there is what? Huh? Huh? Please say it loud. Say it one more time. Let me tell you this very hard truth. You don't bear fruit, there's nothing to multiply. They are in gradation. You cannot multiply what you don't have. You multiply what you have. So when you bear fruit, the Bible is now saying, when I begin to solve problems, the way I enter the levels of abundance and breaking through is I move from being fruitful to now multiplying the fruit. When I was planting Ofada rice in Ofada village, they had never seen our kind of farm. All the farmers had one acre, two acres. We had 120. And they were, how do you do it? How do you handle birds? They had gotten themselves into this little mold where they did not multiply. To multiply is the ability to augment what is inside you. To multiply is to increase your productivity. To break free from mediocrity, it is to increase your knowledge. To multiply is to grow in amount, in degree, to breed, to propagate, to increase the amount. That is why one idea can bring you millions. Millions, just one idea. A young man in London, 24-year-old Nigerian, was playing with his phone. Decided he wanted to create a ringtone so that when his brother calls, he will know it's his brother. That's how Alexander Amosu created the first ringtone for anyone. So that today, no telephone company will put a ringtone on the phone without paying Alexander Amosu. I don't know why Nigerians do well when they go out. Question. He created a ringtone, that's all. 24, he broke. By 25, he was a millionaire. He solved a simple problem. Ringtone. And do you know what? You are carrying graces. You are carrying anointing. You are carrying power. And I pray for you tonight. You will not only be fruitful, you will multiply. Amen. You are living well back with a new level of multiplication. If you believe, say, I receive it. Multiplying is magnifying everything that God has given to you to bless humanity. Multiplying is getting rich by the works of your hand. Multiplying is magnifying every seed to its full potential that was initially given to you. Multiplying is improving everything that was ever given to you. And the word multiply means multiply. Multiply. You know the plywood with which they build houses. The plywood is not one wood. It is many, 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 many wood. They now put glue in between so many wood, compressed it under a machine, so it became plywood because there are so many plies. So the Bible is now saying, don't just bear one fruit. That's a problem of Africa. Some people will bear one fruit and they're carrying it around like a hammer. There are churches, all they do, there are some deliverance churches, the only thing, they must deliver something somewhere. There's a demon there. No. You need to multiply. Start companies. Why would God put four rivers in the Garden of Eden? Because God knew one source of income is not enough for you. So he put multiple rivers. I don't want to even make that a whole message, because all four rivers have a meaning. River Euphrates means a breakthrough. Euphartes. Mene mene tekel Euphartes. It is to break. Feres. To break. It's a breakthrough river. How many of you have had some breakthrough money? When the thing rushed, even your enemies knew that something had happened. Receive in the name of Jesus. Then there's a river there called Gishon. That one is a free flow. Regular. Free flow. Every day it is flowing in. It just keeps coming. Let me not preach the four rivers. But listen, you need four rivers. If God himself would put four rivers in the garden for Adam to water one garden, that's the reason many of us struggle. And we make our bosses a god. Hey, this man must not sack me. Because if this man sacked me, Maduga, somebody go die. Hey, the devil is a liar. You are anointed to be a king. You are called to be a queen. You carry the kingdom of God in you. You are part of this awesome kingdom. From today, you will not bow to adversity. You will not bow to shame. You will not bow to sin. You will not bow to the devil. Grace will manifest in your life. Say amen like fire. So after you've been fruitful, you multiply. To multiply is the enlargement of everything given to you. Multiply is the amplification of the dream and ideas that God had planted in you. You think this is all that is in Pastor Podu's mind? He also didn't know Wabek would grow this big. But then as it began to grow, God is giving him new ideas, new visions, new dreams. In fact, I'm sure sometime Sister Tony is wondering, hey, slow down, Pastor, slow down. Let's finish this one first. You are already dreaming. He says, the thing inside me, because the thing with God, with walking with God is, once you carry out one dream, three manifest. Once you carry out those three, seven show up. The worst thing that can happen to you is to build a house beside one vision. You die. Be fruitful. Then what's the next thing? Multiply. After you have been fruitful and you have multiplied your fruit. So I told you, I don't know if it was out of anger that made me plant 2,000 palm trees. Anger because of any time I watch Nollywood movie, I'll see these guys fighting over two palm trees. Nine. You know the palm tree that is near Ezimiri River. They have gone to harvest the palm frond. That one too will tie his wrapper. They do go to one palm tree. They'll go and take cutlass over one palm tree. So I planted 2,000. Also because my father, being a soldier, was insulted by his brothers. They all had 5 acres, which they had leased. My father, being a soldier, on holiday, just saw a pod of coal and picked it to eat. And one of them mocked him and said, that's why we said you should come and be a farmer. You can pick coal and nut now. So I decided. Say you have 5 acres. I bought everything in the town. Be fruitful. Then multiply. After you have multiplied, what's the third word? Replenish. Say it louder. Replenish. Say it one more time. Replenish. Every re in the English language means to do again. Never forget. To replenish means some places are empty on the planet. Some places are empty in the world. They are waiting for you to come and fill them up with your ideas. Fill them up with your dreams. Fill them up with your vision. Fill them up with your gifting. Fill them up with your ability. Replenish! To replenish is to fill the whole world with the fruitful, which you have multiplied. Now it is time to fill the gap. God told Adam. You know, remember, the Bible says the earth was without form and empty. So God told him, now this empty place I gave you, go and replenish. To replenish means to add a new stock by supplying. To fill something that has previously been empty. The world was chaotic. God created a new world and asked man to fill it. God wants you to fill your world with the fruit which you have multiplied. There are some young men and women who are here today. Don't wait for your nation. Don't wait for a big brother. Don't wait for an uncle. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, ask not what your nation can do for you, but rather ask what you can do for your nation. Take your ideas. Pray over it. Begin to work on it. Look for investors. Patent it. Don't give someone who may steal your idea. Begin to work on it. Take your fruit. Believe it that one day you will bless your world. To replenish is to turn the economic world upside down by the fruit of your hand that has been multiplied by God. To replenish is to refill what was made empty. To refresh where there was dryness. To continue to reload. To restore until the whole place is full again. This same Nigeria. This same Nigeria where there were no phones. Anybody who had a phone was a king in the neighborhood. People 15 houses, 20 houses away gave your number away as their number. Anyone wants to call them, they'll be there, they'll be sitting in your house waiting for the call. Every time I came to Nigeria, whenever I want to call my wife, I have to go to Nitel, and everybody's hearing your conversation. You can't even get angry a little bit with your wife. You have to be nice because they are listening. But look at Nigeria. The only thing that was brought in were equipments and phones. The frequency was not imported. It was always here. God created it. All the wavelengths have always been there before we were made. Short wave, mid wave, long wave. They've always been there. Radio wave was created by God, not MTN. But we were all just thinking, it can't happen. Goldman Sachs told MTN that they can't make more than $5 million profit in a year. I was in South Africa in 2010. Bought South African Times, and he said MTN in 2009 made a profit of $4 billion. It's here. Why should another man come? Be fruitful in your land, multiply, then begin to replenish, and you are a buyer. You are a fruit eater, not a fruit grower. You are either an earner or an owner. Which one will you be? Too many Nigerians are just earners. They just want a salary. They don't want to own. Today, I see a new day dawning in your life. I see you walking in a new season, coming into new grace, multiplying and replenishing. Somebody scream, replenish. To replenish means to be established everywhere. Pastors who are here, anybody who wants to laugh at you because you are planting churches, they are making a mistake. As long as there are souls to be saved, replenish the church. Replenish. Replenish the dream. Replenish the vision. Replenish. Replenish your business. Create systems that make your business. You know, I teach money masterclass. There are some people who do not realize by the DNA of their business, it's difficult for them to be millionaires. You can't be a hairdresser in one spot. How many hair will you do in one day? So you need to replenish. have a name everybody knows. So you have what? 5 in Surulere, 10 in on the island, 20 in Shangisha, another 5 in Abulegba. By the time you have 100 shops, you are on the replenish. I hope I'm making sense to someone tonight. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish. What's the fourth word? A man will get fruit. How Ingo takes subdue? Subdue is a military term. When the commander says, take no captives, finish everything, subdue totally. That is what that word is. It's a military term. It means to take charge, to conquer totally. Within the context of our teaching today, whatever fruit you produce and multiply must go beyond your immediate territory. You should see some of our designers in Nigeria. They behave like they are the best in the world, but you can't buy their clothes in Benin Republic. It's time for you to subdue the earth. Somebody scream, subdue. I'm a student of sociology. And as I travel around the world, and believe me, if I tell you, I've been to no less than 20 African nations. I'm proud to be Nigerian. Very proud to be Nigerian. Very, very proud to be Nigerian. Very, 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 very proud to be Nigerian. You want to know why? Because only across the West African bed that the white man did not take our clothes. Below the West Africa, everybody down from Central to East Africa to South Africa, they just wear the... You see old mama, we go wear gown. See old papa, we go wear suit where no suitable. Because it's been taken. And here you are a designer. They are desirous for your clothes. They are looking for the things designed in Nigeria. But they can't find you. You are just satisfied with some little thing you open. Subdue! It's time to conquer our world. Oh, if you are the one I'm preaching to tonight, shout, I receive it. May your vision subdue your world. May your dream subdue your world. God wants the product of your hand to conquer, to subjugate. Subduing is a language of conquest. To subdue is to have to the power to overcome. To overpower, to subdue is to have the power to go beyond your own imagination and enter the places you thought you would never enter. To subdue is to overrun the place. To subdue is to put down that which tries to rise above you. And the time has come, brothers and sisters, for Christians in Nigeria to wake up and realize if we truly, as Pastor Kwadwo, have been given that word, if we are to manifest the kingdom, we are supposed to subdue the economic realm. I told you I'll be sarcastic a few times. The teaching of the church, global, have made the church to not have people who subdue the economic realm. Out of the $3,000 billionaires on earth, it would be a miracle if we have 10 Christians. I mean, born again. Out of those who have wealth in Nigeria, I'm talking people who carry lots of wealth. It is conferences like this that began to open our eyes. From when the teachings of people like Brother Hagin entered Nigeria in 1988, 89, that we began to understand that we were supposed to subdue the economic realm. Subdue. By the time this conference is over, a new oil will rest on your life. Nigeria will hear from you. Africa will hear from you. The world will hear from you. There are young men, young women, nobody knows you here now, but they will hear from you. If you believe, shout, I receive it. We're supposed to dominate the economic realm. We're supposed to dominate the spiritual realm. And I love that because a lot of the things you see in Nigeria are a reaction to the fact that we dominate the spiritual realm. The fastest growing churches in almost all of African nations are pastored by a Nigerian or were churches that came out of Nigeria. We are dominating the spiritual realm. Churches that are growing in Europe right now are churches pioneered by Nigerians. But we can even do better. Some people are going to rise from this conference who will see no limitation on their life. They will take territories. They will go where others were not able to go. They will possess possessions. Shout, I receive it! We were supposed to dominate the mental realm by the works of our hands. By the works of our hands. And dare I say, a member of parliament in the United Kingdom said recently, said one of the finest books ever written by man was Chinua Achebe's Things Fall Apart. Can you believe that? They rarely will want to give such accolade. It means that great things come out of Africa. And you are the next on the line. You are the next testimony. Be fruitful. After you have become fruitful, then you do what? You multiply that fruit. Multiply. After you have multiplied the fruit, what do? You begin to replenish. You fill empty places. You let the world know about your products. Stop spending all your money on data. What are you selling? You need to have something people are buying. So that if they are watching social media, they see your product. Please take charge. Get out of this conference and let a new oil rest on you. Solve a problem. May even be a very simple problem. Look for the challenges around us. Coronavirus came into the world. One family in England decided that they will do hand sanitizers. They were not part of those who were always going to parliament protesting whether there's coronavirus or not. Within 2 months, they made £33 million. £33 million. The man who made Zoom did not know he was creating what would solve global problem. During the first lockdown, within 3-4 months, he made $15 billion. $15 billion. He was solving a problem. He brought the world together via a very simple platform. And I tell you, some of the best geniuses are among our young men, among our young women. I came here today to provoke your spirit. You shall be fruitful in the land. I said you'll be fruitful in the land. Your gift will multiply. You will replenish the earth. Shout amen 3 times. They may laugh at our institutions, but they produce some of the best. The only young man that have been able to bring out a baby and do surgery on the heart of a baby that is still in the womb and put the baby back for the mother to give birth naturally is a boy that was raised in Ogun State Teaching Hospital. Not Harvard Hospital. Not Oxford University Hospital. You are gifted. You are anointed. Then on top of it, you are born again. You have the Spirit of God. You have the grace of God. You will not fail. I said you will not fail. After you have subdued, what is the last word? Have dominion. Dominion, oh mine. I could spend the whole day here, but because of the brevity of time. Dominion is a divine authorization by God giving you mastery. Over situations, over circumstances. It is the use of your God-given ability to rise and soar above all limitation. As regards fruitfulness, dominion makes you the boss of your own life. Open your hands. Open your hands. Open your hands. There are men and women here. Before the next WAFBEC, you will launch your own business. You will launch your own ideas. You will prosper. You will exceedingly prosper. You will prosper exceedingly. You will do well. You will take territories. For someone who's here today, replenishing, your product will be in Paris. Your product will be in Paris. Your product will be in New York. Your product will be in America. Your product will be in Ghana. Your product will be in South Africa. Shout amen with fire. Stay with me. Dominion. Your spiritual genetic makeup prepares you to have preeminence in life. You have the life of God. The Bible says, I am come that they might have what? Zoe, the very embodiment of all that God is. You know, in the English language is so limited because it's only 600 years old. So he would just say that they might have life. Flat. The Greek there, the very embodiment of all that God is inside you. Ish! You are a God carrier. Stop pointing up when they ask where is heaven. The occupant of heaven is already in you. Motin rope orun jina sugbon nigba ti Jesu de lorun ti de nu okan mi ayo ni lati mo Jesu. Hallelujah, ayo lo je pe mo ti ri dare jigba ibi kibi ti mo ba wa ko se uje suwa nibe. And by the way, if you keep pointing up as where heaven is, suppose you are upside down on this planet. You might be pointing to China. Anyway, that's another message for another day. Somebody say dominion.
Dominion.
Say it louder, dominion.
Dominion.
Listen to me, enough stuff was deposited to inside you to serve you. You carry the life of God. You will not fail. Miracles will follow you. Favor will follow you. Some of you, you will carry can-do power. You will bind, it shall be bound. You will lose, it shall be loosed. Dominion is exercising authority by reason of the power behind you. So that it isn't you, it's the one who is in you. When you go to the American embassy, don't worry, Pastor, but you will clean up every trouble I cause. They can't do anything to me. I carry a British passport. I will enter with that visa. I paid the price, man. You know what I'm saying? You go to the American embassy, a 22-year-old young man stands in front of you. And you are here. You are standing in front of him. You have a master's degree, summa cum laude, from some Harvard University many years ago. You are now standing in front of him. He's 22. First question he asks you, what's your grandmother's name? You begin to shake. You know why? He's carrying the authority of the United States of America. In the same vein, you carry the authority of the kingdom of heaven. Hell must see you and bow. Sickness must see you and bow. Devils must see you and bow. Situations must see you and bow. If you believe it, shout yes. Dominion gives you clout. Dominion gives you say-so power. To have dominion is to gain the upper hand in life. To have dominion is to be the powerhouse of God through whom he can do great wonders on earth. To walk in dominion in the realm of fruit bearing is to be a satellite of the kingdom of God. What you permit on earth is permitted in heaven. What you don't permit on earth is not permitted in heaven. Ha! Because if you go to the British High Commission, when that 22-year-old man refuses you visa, Her Majesty the Queen refused you. Her husband refused you. The whole country refused you. And it's just 22. Why? The power behind him. From today, you carry too much power. You carry too much power. You are an ambassador of this kingdom. And in dominion, you are called to decree. Somebody scream, decree!
Decree.
Say it louder, decree!
Decree!
That was why Daniel could legislate. He legislated. He legislated. And everything stood still in Babylon. That is why Elijah could enforce. He said, as long as I'm here, there will be no rain until I say so. Father, Let such level of grace rest on your church again. Let that level of grace rest on your church again. Let that level of grace rest on your church again. Say, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Not only are we called to decree, we are called to veto. Veto. Someone say veto. All the nations that are members of the Security Council, I don't even know how many of them, they will take a decision. And those who have veto power, Russia, China, United States, or Britain. If Britain says no, others must agree. It has been vetoed. 25 nations, 36 nations agree to a thing. America says no, it is no. Then it's canceled. Or if China, who has that veto power, says no, then it is canceled. Do you know what? You also have veto power to enact heaven's legislation. From today, somebody's leaving Waffbeck. You will take territories. You will shake systems. You will shake your neighborhood. In the name of Jesus. Shout amen with fire. But the problem of the church is that it is always negotiating. Part of veto is to cancel illegal laws. From today, God will give you that power. You will decree and it shall come to pass. You will enforce the mind of God. You will speak, it shall become reality. I say from today, you will carry out God's mandate. From today, as you open your mouth and release angelic presence, God will go with your word. What you disallow will be disallowed. What you allow will be allowed. The boldness of a lion will rest upon you. The grace of God will rest upon you. Shout amen with fire. Stand on your feet. Give God the biggest praise tonight. Come on, give him the biggest praise. My assignment tonight is complete. But then some of us maybe have been left hanging. And you're wondering, Pastor Matthew, you stirred me up. What shall I do? Let me give you a strange scripture. Matthew chapter 3 verse 2. Matthew chapter 3 verse 2. And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What did I say about reap? To do it again. So if it is to repent, what does that mean? Huh? Yeah, just tell me repent. Thank you, brother. A pent is a penthouse. We've used this scripture only for getting people to get saved. Repent or perish. Oh, you sinners, heaven belongs to you. Stop your sinning, heaven belongs to you. That's what we've used it for. But that verse says, go back to the top. Go back to the top. Because at the top, you have a different view. At the top, you see clearly. At the top, you have a better view. At the top, you have dominion. One time I left Nigeria at 10 a.m. on Virgin. Pastor Tony, we're on one flight one time. And we would land like 4, 5 p.m. My driver came to pick me. I said, follow the embankment. It's by the River Thames. And the driver said, no, there's traffic there. I said, there's no traffic. The guy looks at me like, I drove there an hour ago. There was traffic. I said, well, I flew over it 15 minutes ago. There is no traffic. He saw from the bottom. I saw. From today, you are going to the top. Ministry is going to the top. Your family is going to the top. Your business is going to the top. You are taking territories back. You are taking back everything you have lost. You are taking back lost years, lost famous, lost opportunities. In the name of Jesus, you will break through limitations. You will enter levels they say you will never enter. You will achieve the things they say you will never achieve. You reach the place that you never reach. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord the biggest praise tonight. Come on. Give him the biggest praise.